we interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
It amaze, ahoy, hoy, dum, 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 dummy, dummy, dingoes.
You take that back.
Dummy, dummy, dumpkins, ahoy, hoy. Hey!
Unbelievable.
Knock it off.
It's okay, though. I forgive you.
I bet we got some sleepy bears listening this morning. Jelly Roll here.
Oh.
Evanescence out in SPAC.
Yeah.
Saw a lot of show fam out at Evanescence.
Same.
Saw a lot of show fam out at Jelly Roll last night.
Yep, that looked packed. Jelly Roll looked packed.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
Sorry.
Get yourself your energy drink. Get yourself a little coffee. Come on now.
I was just seeing comments on the internet.
Yeah.
That his opener is very popular.
Cole, what was it?
I already Cassius Clay.
Cassius Culpepper.
Cassius Culpepper.
Cassius Clay was a boxer.
Yeah. Yes, he was.
Jelly Roll was so loud in my house, sister said.
Sometimes I can perform a private concert in a Lucky Fans backyard.
Now, listen, Jelly Roll might not be my jam, but I'm happy you guys do. But I do agree with his pizza order, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Twin Trees 3.
Yeah.
Posted his after-show food order. 3 large cheese, 2 large meat lovers, 3 large pepperoni, 24 wings with ranch. No blue cheese.
Yep. Look at that. He gets himself a meal.
So, listen, Jelly Roll, a fellow ranch lover, I see. That is one of my more controversial takes, is that I take ranch over blue cheese.
Nah, for wings, it's blue cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of other things, it's ranch. For vegetables and such.
Yeah.
I go with a ranch.
Now, I don't think that's
nothing.
All for him. I mean, I'm sure there's a crew, maybe. I don't know.
Well.
I mean, even I couldn't handle all that. I hope that there's a crew back there taking down a total of 8. Hold on, 6, 7, 8 pies plus 24 wings.
Well, here's the thing, though. Feel free to have a slice of pie or two, but keep your grubby hands off my wings.
Mm-hmm. You think Jelly Roll does that move I do to you? Or I'm like, no. Those wings, are not for the table.
You guys didn't order wings and pizza for yourselves?
They asked before the show what you guys wanted. I gave my order.
Yeah, I gave it.
6 pizzas and 24 wings.
Sorry.
Okay, I mean, well, there might be a vending machine in the hall. I don't know.
Well, see ya.
Yoink!
Just strolled away.
Yeah, a lot of you saying you could hear the bass. All right, wow.
I didn't.
It's a loud show, I guess.
I did not attempt to go out and hear that. I should have. If it's the louder ones, I tend to be able to hear.
There's a tour bus over at the hotel right now. Is somebody there tonight?
Oh, I don't know.
Who's at the amp tonight? Anybody?
There were a couple tour buses around here yesterday, randomly. So, I don't know who's here.
I think Jelly Roll had a big crew. He had a lot of trucks rolling.
Oh, I bet that he rolls with his truck.
That was a huge stage setup.
I'd say 4 or 5 others.
Mm-hmm.
2 or 3 for the crew, I bet.
Well, he's got some pizza and wings toots this morning is all I know. We are live on a Whiskey Wednesday. What? Jelly Roll toots?
Jelly Roll poops.
Private jet poops.
On his little, but on his plane or his bus.
Sometimes you gotta take a dookie poop.
I saw he stopped over to Syracuse, over to the Mellow Center yesterday. Did you see that video that came out?
No. Oh, yes. No, I did.
He went over and played with a couple of the players over there. I saw that.
But it's weird, though. He mentioned having eligibility, and all of a sudden, G-Mac was all about it. We mentioned eligibility. He seems like he scoffs a little.
Well,
does he not know that?
Jerry will be calling us.
I've been to your house.
Yeah.
You live above the rim.
I do live above the rim. Yeah. That's where my address is.
That's okay.
So happy Whiskey Wednesday, everybody. Tonight we will get into that. 7 o'clock.
He does look good though. Holy.
Who? Jelly Roll?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's thinned up.
Jeez.
I mean, his teeth look stupid, but he looks good. I'm hope he's getting healthy.
Considering what, it was.
I just don't know why celebrities don't get normal teeth. It's not just him.
It's Roman Reigns' teeth.
Yeah, it's every celebrity gets these veneers.
It's like
no one tells them to get a natural shade.
Nope, just get normal.
They get like Mr. Potato Head teeth. That's what it looks like to me.
Looks like the dinosaur like from Toy Story.
Yeah, it just looks like all these celebrities get. I don't know who's doing celebrity dental work nowadays.
Yeah,
but they all get the same big blocky veneers.
Well.
It looks like they're in a costume. Or remember back when you'd get those vampire teeth around Halloween, those big wax teeth?
It does, but it looks like when you're just sitting there kind of.
Like every celebrity's got donkey teeth for some reason.
It's
uncomfortable.
I want to suck your blood.
Their faces are all over exfoliated, their lips are plumped, and they got these donkey teeth in their mouth. Anyways, I digress. Who am I to talk? Who am I to talk? Look at me. Twitch.tv/theshow. Exactly right, chat. Exactly right. Could we get a sexy goth nurse down here to take Cody's temperature, please? Preferably rectally.
I was gonna say, do I have to do it the?
I mean, if you want a party, you want a party, bud.
I mean, it's a hell of a first date.
Guys, it's the big fishing tourney coming up this Saturday morning.
I was practice casting a little with my on the go rod.
Oh, nice. It's going to be fun morning, guys. Yep. I got so many people I added yesterday. I don't know if you saw my post.
Oh, really?
So I added some vendors. Let me give you the rundown of who is going to be there Saturday morning.
You got peeps up all in this?
We will be having not only our fishing tournament right there, the Masturbators Classic at the Lock One Distilling. Lock One Distilling is the kind of home base, but you're going to park on the island or on the street or wherever, and then you're going to fish along the shore.
Mm-hmm.
Installations Unlimited proudly presents the whole shebang. We'll be giving out some custom floor liners to the biggest donk, but we've added some friends.
Hell yeah.
Angry Barista will be there with locally roasted coffee, espresso drinks, Sucker Punch loaded energy drinks, dirty sodas, dirty Alani Nu, which I guess is an energy drink.
That's a big deal. We almost did
and
that.
Dirty Red Bull.
At the taste.
Alani Nu is a thing.
The dirty Alani. Yeah, we almost did it.
That's like an energy drink.
Yeah, but it's like then they do dirty soda with it. I might get one of those.
Generations Bakery will be there with cinnamon rolls, baklava, muffins, brownies, and half moon cookies.
Baklava slaps. All right,
Double Booked will be there. This is a cool little thing I just discovered yesterday.
What is mobile bookstore.
She has a mobile bookstore. And she pulls it up and opens it up, and it looks like you're in a little mini bookstore. It's cute as a button.
I like that. I buy a book.
And then Just Poppin' will be there with their flavored popcorn. I was talking to Nicoletta.
And I'll buy popcorn.
Nicoletta was on the phone with me yesterday.
What are you doing work?
She gave me a whole rundown like of all the flavors she's going to have of popcorn. So
fish flavor? One of them fish?
No fish. I mean, I'm sure you can make them fishy if you want to. So we're going to have a fun morning. If you don't care about fishing, come down. Come hang.
Just walk around for a few minutes.
Walk around. Something going on. It's something to do. Cody will have some giveaways for us.
Yes, I got stuff here.
Tickets. Weird Al tickets.
I made a couple prize bags.
Mm-hmm. Con is, he was going to go shopping for like a kids giveaway.
Yep.
Something for the kids to win.
So that'll be wicked fun, man. I'm excited. And what's nice is that a lot of times events are later in the day. Mm-hmm. Or you kind of like, all right, well, we got to do stuff. But then later on, we got to go to this thing. Right in the morning.
Oh, I love it. I love getting up and getting to work right away.
Yep.
I got to work in the morning now.
It's going to be confusing, though.
Why?
Because it's going to be like now when I wake up. So my body's going to be like, you're an hour late, bro.
Yeah, I'll be all right. I'll be able to adjust, but I'll have to go to bed early Friday night. But no, like you said, I don't like waiting all day to go to a thing or to do a job.
No, one of my least favorite things.
I have to work these hours forever because I can't. You're just going to sit around and wait to go to work later? No, thank you.
I did for the first nine months I was in this business.
No, thank you. I got to get up and get to work and get my stuff done.
Oh, you mean not 9 p.m. to 5 a.m.?
Oh, I got to get my stuff done right away. I got to get out of bed and go to work. And then I can have the rest of my day to myself.
Exactly.
That's what I like.
We're big fans.
That's what I like.
I'm excited.
Brianna has a show Saturday, Sun Hats for anyone interested. Very fun, Brianna. So we hope to see you there as we have a busy couple of weeks coming up, including this band performing next week at the amphitheater along with Dorothy and STP. Tickets still available. Our big fishing tournament Saturday morning. Hope to see you in Phoenix, New York. Home base will be Lock One Distilling, the pavilion right out there. But we got a lot of activity happening all over the village. Head to our Facebook page for the map. A lot of sleepy bears waking up this morning.
Yeah.
That, Showgirl Fuzz got home at 2 a.m. from Evanescence.
Say. Yo. Oh, man.
Showgirl Lift said she left around 10:30 because I'm old and wanted to avoid the crowd. That's her saying that. I'm not calling her
but
old. But I get it. That's usually me. I'll leave before the encore. I don't give a damn.
I mean, it also because I had to get up or whatever, but that's what I did at Lorna Shore. It's like, all right. I heard him scream a couple songs.
Yep.
Good.
That's how I will be at Weird Al. I wasn't the first time because you know what? My least favorite Weird Al songs are the Star Wars ones. And that's what he closes his encore with.
Oh,
so
really?
I go, oh, I don't need to hear about Yoda and stuff.
Are we going to spoil it this year and look up the set list and
see? It's
the
exact same set list.
It is?
It's the same exact show. So, like, clearly he has it timed out for videos and lights and all that stuff.
Okay.
So if you saw him last year, it's the same exact show.
Gotcha.
Which is fine. I'm still going to go see it.
Yeah. You just get
to
leave.
We got tickets. You can win tickets to Weird Al coming up at the fishing tournament. Yeah. Cody's got them.
Yep.
But I also agree. Like, who are we catering to? Evanescence doesn't go on stage until after 9 o'clock on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Who is that catering to?
Because
who's staying up till midnight on a Tuesday night?
They're old, too.
Like, we're all old here.
Like, who else was on that bill?
I just don't understand how I can... Maybe I'm the fuddy-duddy.
No, but
I don't know how to get through to bands. Start. Oh, go.
I did watch Spiritbox. People did post clips.
They sounded great.
So there were... Spirit Box and Nova Twins.
Yeah, and they all came up and they did a song together. I saw the clips.
So there's no need for 9
Let's
o'clock.
Let's go!
You can start at 6, first band plays till 7. And then
I don't know who we're catering to with these late weeknight shows.
It's like sports.
Yeah?
It's like sports. They're waiting everybody to get home, get done whatever you gotta get done, and then get there.
Like, it might just be me because I'm just a stick in the mud. And I like to get a good night's sleep.
No.
But that's how I felt during Nate Bargatze. Kept bringing out another comic. I go, what are we doing?
No, I feel the same with...
Let's go!
If I don't know who they are, especially. It's like, really? It's 8:30 and we got two more bands here?
I know!
Okay. That's what I did with Lorna Shore.
You're like, Jesus Christ, let's go!
I forget who that pale-faced Swiss was like, oh, we got a couple more for you.
And oh,
like,
my God.
And I was like, I literally looked at I don't think we do.
Never had a single person text into this show and be like, Josh, I love when they go on at 9 o'clock. We're all saying the same things.
Yeah.
But for some reason, these bands aren't listening to the audience.
Is it because, like, they got a, party?
I don't know what it is.
Or,
like, you don't have to go till 11 o'clock, because I know your curfew is 11.
Yeah.
You don't got to go to 11.
No.
Get those, like yesterday, Jelly Roll. What time did Jelly Roll's doors open? 4:30 or something, the gates open?
Right.
Get a band on at 5.
Right, at 5
Let's
until 5:30, and then that Culpepper till 6:30.
Let's go.
Jelly Roll starts at 7. By 9:30, he's done.
I'm launching my Fuddy Duddy concert series, where we are starting at 5.
Started.
Headliners on by 6:30.
You're all using the same equipment, too.
All right?
It's all the
same. Enough with these big screens and stage changes and all that.
No pyro, no background, nothing.
I'm
no
sure,
stage. You're standing on the ground.
I'm sure Badger and Chucky Love and all that crew, they'd love to get home at a decent hour, too. You're keeping them up late.
Yeah.
Tearing down your crap.
Although, I don't know.
What?
I think they might like it. They're weird.
I don't know. I mean, they're old, too.
Yeah. Chucky Love's wicked old.
Chucky Love's wicked old. It's Badger's old. I'm launching my Fuddy Duddy concert series.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
Is it because you want it to be dark? Is that what it is? Obviously.
Sometimes.
So the lights work?
Sometimes.
Right.
I can make the argument for that.
Then be at 8. 8 o'clock is as late as you are starting. And honestly, start at 7:30.
Oh, I wasn't even going to give them that. I was going to say, or if you are a band that needs that, like I would say a GWAR, book inside.
Sure, inside. Inside show.
Book inside.
That's what Trent Reznor did with Nine Inch Nails. He curtained off the whole thing so it was pitch black.
It'll be dark.
We could do that. It'd be like, it'll be like I forget what we saw, but we went and saw that, that universe show, that Earth at the Sphere. We were in Vegas, you go to the Sphere.
Oh, okay. But we went
at like the 2 o'clock time slot.
Yeah.
So you go into the Sphere, it's all dark, you've just watched a whole big performance, and then you walk out into the sun. You're like, whoa. It's a little bit of a shocker, but trust me, you feel like, wow. All right.
Yep.
At least I can get to bed at a decent hour. I'm doing it. My Fuddy Duddy concert series is coming soon.
I get it. Cause
Let's go!
Well, it's because, you know, that when fishing is, but when's our fishing thing?
8 a.m.
Boom.
Because what inevitably happens is now I'm mad at the band I want to see. Like, Evanescence. If I was there to see Evanescence last night, and it's like 8:30,
yeah,
8:45,
yeah.
Now I hate Evanescence. Right. Even if I bought a ticket to see them, I'm like,
what are we doing?
What the frick are we doing, guys?
I gotta drive.
Yeah! I get mad.
Yep. Damn. Nope, starting at 4:15.
And I get it. You work till 5, so you get out of work.
Yep.
You come right to the concert. You're
going right there.
Headliner starts at 6.
Yep.
Okay?
You might miss a couple minutes.
You might miss the opener.
Like, get out of work a little early.
Like, I don't listen to the band Turnstile, but I know a lot of people like them. They announced a concert series yesterday, and there's like 20 opening acts.
Oh, no thanks.
And I get it. Like, they want to hype up their friends, and all these people are like, come along, come on the road.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're having fun, but I got to work tomorrow.
Yeah, no one wants to watch.
I don't need 12 hours of bands.
All I can think of is standing inside the Lost Horizon, sweaty as balls.
From four hours. Till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I get it. We all want to bring our friends along and up, you know. Rising tide raises all ships, but...
What'd you call me?
What'd you say? All right, good. My Fuddy Duddy concert series coming very soon.
It's a good idea.
I'm excited about it. Whiskey Wednesday.
Yeah.
We'll jump back on our Twitch stream at 7 p.m. tonight and have a little sippy sip.
Ooh, a lemonade whiskey for summertime.
Sure, I'll try to find something. I got to stop at the liquor store and see what I can find.
I bet they have something similar, but that doesn't sound like it'd be
really
up
like
your alley.
I don't really like sugary whiskeys.
Give you a headache.
Give me a headache the next day. But we'll be live tonight. Come back, 7 p.m., twitch.tv/theshow, or everything is at theshow.f. M.
But I don't even get that on my internet phone.
Does that come up on my track phone?
It's got 6 buttons on it so I can call my daughter in 911 and my doctor. Can I get it on that one?
You needed to save 911 in the... Okay, sure.
You know what I mean? Those phones have like 4 buttons.
I know. What were those called? The jitterbugs?
Yeah, it's like the old person.
Or the little kids. The little, here's kids. Your jitterbug. You've got 4 buttons.
Call my daddy, the dog.
An 85-year-old man was arrested for participating in an illegal street race where he was going 110 miles an hour.
What kind of car?
If I make it to 85, I'm going to go 110 miles an hour. Yeah, but at that point...
Probably doesn't care. Racing for pink slips? What are we doing?
He's got a Chevy Corvette.
I know what a Corvette is.
William Bosworth of Leesburg, Florida, was apprehended... After officers clocked him in his red Chevy Corvette at 125 Woo! Miles an hour.
Yeah, he must not got a Stingray, because, whoo, buddy.
Big New Balance energy, Joe. Oh, yeah. I hear you on that one, bud.
Is there a picture of him?
Ew, is there a picture? Hold on a second.
I would like to see. I bet he's, like, the coolest.
Yep, here he is.
Is he the coolest guy?
Well, I don't know. If you speed up, it's going to start to look fake. They're going to make it look fake. So, yes, if you don't know the reference I'm making right now, he looks like the driving crooner. He has a cigar in his mouth. He has a hat on.
We're going to kill you, driving crooner.
I bet you didn't know that you worked with driving crooner or that you're riding with driving crooner.
I bet you didn't know that. That's hilarious.
Body cam footage.
Awesome.
Has him recorded saying, quote, I was out having a ride in my favorite car.
Yeah.
As he was smoking a cigarillo.
Yeah, some kids are probably trying to punk him.
Macanudo.
Yeah, why not?
The deputy responded, listen, Mr. Bosworth, I wasn't born last night. I know what street racing looks like when I see it. You guys were street racing. He was just trying to claim, I was just driving along.
Well, even still.
Can't go 125 miles an hour.
That's still an arrestable offense.
Either are, yeah, naughty.
Yeah, you can't just, okay, you were just driving? Oh, that makes, okay.
Okay.
No,
I was just out for a ride in my car.
You found the loophole.
No, I couldn't do that.
You're allowed to go that fast if you're just out for a ride in your car.
Trying to make it look fake. That's the problem. The cops are trying to make it look fake. Gotta speed up.
Money off.
It's gotta be a way to make just too good.
Just too good.
We hope to see you Saturday morning, 8 a.m. We will be fishing in Phoenix, New York. Come on down and fish with us. Our big fishing derby coming up Saturday, 8 a.m. over at Lock One Distilling. That'll be the home base.
And then do whatever you want.
But kind of wander all around the island out there in Phoenix, along the shore.
Bunch of stuff to see. I hope to see everybody there. because a bird doesn't pack my eyes out before then.
Why would a bird pack your eyes out?
Who knows?
Okay. Is that a fear we have, bud?
I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, I want you to come out with the kids, bring the family, let's hang out, and catch some big old river pigs. It's just for fun. Don't get so serious about it and competitive.
Or I will throw your fish back in the into the river.
No, this fish doesn't count.
Nope.
Because you're being a jerk about it. This fish doesn't count.
Oh, sorry about that.
Thanks to our presenting sponsor, Installations Unlimited. Biggest Fish will get a set of custom floor liners. And we're just going biggest fish. So if you catch a big fat catfish, I'm counting that.
Yeah.
It ain't only bass. I don't care what you catch.
Nope.
If you bring in a river shark, I want to weigh it.
Exactly.
So weigh it and measure
yep.
it.
Yep.
Also, we got a lot of friends that'll be there as well. Just Poppin's going to be there with some flavored popcorn. Double Booked is a locally owned mobile bookstore featuring new and used reads and fun bookish finds.
I like that.
Generations Bakery will be there with cinnamon rolls, baklava, muffins, brownies, and half moon cookies.
Baklava.
And our friend Angry Barista will be there with locally roasted coffee, espresso drinks, Sucker Punch loaded energy drinks, dirty sodas, dirty Alani, and dirty Red Bulls.
Very cool.
So come on out bright and early. See you there.
Very cool.
Very, very cool. 8 a.m. Come on out.
Just come catch a ditch pickle.
So it is, we're wrapping up the school year here. My kids are officially done.
Let's go.
Wife has 3 more days.
Oh, my God. Yeah, definitely got to go to school the entire month of June.
Got to get there every minute. So as we enter summer eventually here, I'm looking at the rankings of the best states and the worst states for summer road trips. You know your boy loves a summer road trip.
Okay.
You know your boy loves packing up the yep. rental or the, yep. Or the car, driving around.
Griswolding it, if you
know
will.
I'm a Griswold guy. Mm-hmm. That's... That's true, man. I love a little road trip. And mm-hmm. we rank number 4 for the best states.
New York?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're a great state to drive around. I tell the world about how great our little state is. We have so many.
No, I love it.
Like, I'm so blessed to be born in central New York.
Yep.
Because I can go to all my favorite places in a day.
It really is.
I can be in Manhattan nothing in 5 too crazy, hours.
Driving-wise, yep.
I can be in the Adirondack Mountains in 4 hours. I can be to Buffalo or Niagara Falls in 4 hours.
Or you just want to drive around where you live.
Yeah, I love it.
There's probably something gorgeous to check out.
I love how beautiful this state is. And this.
Oh, my God, he's so gay
the
for
myriad
his state.
Of things you okay. can see in New okay. York State.
Okay.
I do.
You,
I love it.
Would you kiss it?
Would I
you
do. I love it very, mouth. Very much. So let's rank through. You want to start with the best?
Okay.
I can't speak on a few of these because I really haven't explored them.
I'm going to say a coastal.
No, this is why I'm wondering. Number 1 is Minnesota.
Hey, that's because when you come to Minnesota.
I moved down to the Baja.
I was in the Baja. Minnesota.
Isn't Minnesota like the land of the thousand lakes or something like that? I think Minnesota's really beautiful.
So it is probably a really nice drive. Like how I would it is like up here that. When you're driving by like Adirondacks and all those and stuff. Okay.
I would like that driving around.
All right. I was going to say like a coastal town, but all right.
But Utah, state. I've never been Utah? In Utah.
Well, don't they have all the
Mormons? Yeah.
Yes. Yep. But like rock formations and mountains and such.
Do they? Okay, no. Maybe that's what's beautiful down there. They say they looked at 32
it's the Rockies.
Different factors, including costs, safety, attractions,
okay.
national parks, amusement parks, beaches, lakes, and scenic drives.
And because Utah is so like. Don't be drinking alcohols. I'm sure they got to kind of push the beauty that is around you.
We're really pretty to look at. You don't need to be inebriated to be here.
No, or just go get
okay,
it from Dorks. Around.
Okay, Dorks. Okay.
Nerd.
Malfire says Utah's beautiful. Yeah.
I don't remember it if we flew over it going to Vegas, but because I think we did the Grand Canyon area that like down
the
way.
I love the
instead.
Grand Canyon. I've been to the Grand Canyon twice, and it is beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
But Grand Canyon is not in Utah, is it?
No,
where did I go for the Grand Canyon? Is it in Nevada? Yeah.
Does it like touch New Mexico or anything like that?
Ink says really my sure sister just moved to Utah from California.
Yeah.
California. Caitlin says, Josh, you'd love Topman Golf Waterfalls
I know.
In Adams.
Like
I'll
up
check
here,
it out.
Adams?
Adams, New York. Nice.
Okay.
Oh, Northern Arizona is where I went. All right.
Oh, you're coming up to Adams? On the way, if you could grab my tickets.
My sister's going to take my tickets. If you could meet her in Adams.
Yes.
At the old Fusillo dealership.
Yes.
Lucky says, a good friend of mine moved from New York City to Salt Lake City, fell in love because of the mountains and the variety of things to do and see. Yeah. I'd like to see Utah, I guess, and Minnesota.
Okay.
Number three, Louisiana. So you got a Gulf coast down there.
You got a swamp. You're going on a bayou.
Louisiana just seems too hot for me. I don't like hot weather.
It seems very humid. That's why they got molasses.
Yeah, that's what it moves like. It moves slower.
Oh,
it's a slower way of life down here in Louisiana.
You got a lemonade for me, Mr. Mayor.
New York, we made number four.
Yeah, I like that.
Florida's number five, also too hot for me.
I don't go to Florida. Less than reputables live down there.
Florida's too hot for me. I'm not a fan of the humidity. I don't like humid heat.
It's not the humidity. It's the humidity.
Yeah, I'll take the Vegas heat over a Florida heat.
Yeah.
Because when we were down there for Disney World, you would go to Disney in the morning, and then you would need to retreat to a pool for the middle of the day.
Yeah, not 4th of July Vegas, but the other time when we went.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Middle of the day, you had to like be indoors for your own safety.
See, I don't remember Florida weather that much. We were there for a week.
Imagine just the muggiest, hottest day we've had here.
I remember that because I slept out on like the sun porch or whatever.
Yeah.
And if you didn't have that fan on, you were
like,
done.
You know that you feeling done. Around here when it's just we're about to have a big thunderstorm. It's so humid.
Damp.
Yeah, that's what it feels like all the time in Florida.
Yep.
Texas made the list.
Okay.
No, I've never driven around Texas. I'd like to.
The little bit I saw, it's fine. It kind of looked like here, to be honest with you.
I've never been in Texas. I'd like to see it.
It was a lot of fun. I'd go again.
It's a state that really appeals to me for some reason.
It was a lot of fun.
Maine.
Yeah.
I've heard Maine's really pretty up there.
Yeah. Now we're getting to like the coastal when you're driving on that and it looks all pretty and all
Everybody's
that stuff.
Everybody's saying Texas is boring and hellish. All right.
Okay.
I mean, as weird as it sounds, there's a weird thing about Texas to me where I relate it to music I like Buddy Holly and why did I just play? ZZ Top.
Okay.
Like, Texas bands. I don't know how to explain it. Like, something about bands playing Texas juke joints and stuff like that, where they have
you
to play.
You like that or you don't?
I do.
You like the movie Roadhouse?
I like the movie Roadhouse.
That's
I like
Roadhouse.
That.
Yeah.
I like guys.
Roadhouse.
Carrying guitars around Texas and playing these, like, bars.
I don't carry guitar around.
It's flat, sister says. Not if you're watching the World Cup. They put mountains in Houston, so.
That's so funny.
If you're watching the World Cup.
Oh, my God.
And you see the skyline of Houston with the beautiful mountains.
They haven't taken it down. They just don't care. They're like, whatever, who cares? Whatever.
Ben says, I lived in Houston for 2 years, one of the ugliest cities I've ever seen. And the people hated Yankees, but the food kicked some serious ass. I believe it.
Food was good I don't know where we were. Arlington? Only a little bit in Dallas, but Arlington.
That King of the Hill thing in me wants to go see Texas,
it
too.
It's cool. I did like that part.
And all like the Beavis and Butthead world is kind of in Texas because that's where Mike Judge is from.
Yep. That's.
I just have a lot of like pop culture references to Texas I like a lot.
It was fine. It's just, I don't know if you'd be like, oh, let's go driving around the state.
No, because it's too big. It's too big. I just want to like that vibe of like that south, southwest, sandy, dirt kind of vibe.
I'd rather go to like a New Mexico for some of that.
Yeah, it was cool. Like driving through Nevada into like California.
I always wanted to go somewhere like real close to the border. I thought that'd be fun.
Mel says the Alamo is disappointing. Well, did you go in the basement?
Yeah.
You have to go in the basement.
The basement's the best part.
The basement's the best part of the Alamo.
That's the problem.
So what are the worst states for road trips?
Is Nebraska in here? Because it's going to be the middle.
Nebraska didn't make best or worst. I think Nebraska's 14th.
Yeah, it's going to just be the middle flat, like North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana.
Worst state for road trips?
None of those.
Rhode Island.
I mean, there's...
I've been in Rhode Island, but God, I can't remember it.
Couldn't remember at all.
If we've been out to Boston,
no, thanks.
You go a little south, and you're in Rhode Island. Yeah.
And then a little south is, I blanked on the name, after Rhode Island.
Delaware. Delaware's way south.
You get to Delaware?
It's Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Long Island.
Long Island.
New Jersey, then Delaware.
Jersey, okay.
Y'all are you saying Rhode Island's traffic is brutal and it's very tiny.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where Family Guy's from, though.
It's true. But I don't have any pop culture references that appeal to me in Rhode Island.
Just
other
that
than
one.
Family
and
Guy.
Quahog's not real, I don't think.
Yeah.
So.
Number two, Delaware.
Yep.
Number three, Connecticut. We've been to Connecticut a lot because my brother-in-law lives there.
I'd imagine it's...
It's fine.
It's business. I feel like it's like corporations.
We're
and
talking
such.
Road trips, by the way. I love a good road trip. Connecticut's interesting because it's one of like the first states, really. Like okay. So you go to Connecticut.
You see all that stuff.
Like the area we visit is Weathersfield, Connecticut. Ooh. And there's an there is a lot of that. There's a lot of New York City wealth that comes up to Connecticut.
Weathersfield.
And rich people generally have no real, like, taste. They're just kind of boring.
Yeah.
But there is, like, old Weathersfield, which you go to, and it's, like, a cute, like, colonial town, kind of.
Oh, okay, I don't hate that.
And I like how you can go to their cemeteries, and there's, like, people buried from, the 1600s.
Yeah, that part is very cool.
Yeah, Warack is from Rhode Island. You should love Rhode Island.
Warack in this, man. You already know what it is.
Also making the list for the worst road trips, California.
Yeah.
California. As someone who just visited California for his first time and is going back, I liked it.
Yeah, I imagine you have to go, but once you get a little more further north, it's probably better.
Last year, we did Southern California. We did Los Angeles to San Diego, Oceanside.
California.
And that was a beautiful drive. It just felt too rich for me. Yeah. Like, it's all like Laguna Beach and Beverly Hills and stuff. And you're like, okay, I don't even know if I should be here right now.
Yeah.
But it's expensive because it's beautiful. You're driving down, like, you know, Pacific Coast Highway and you're seeing the ocean.
Rodeo Drive.
People surfing and stuff.
I go down Rodeo Drive.
This year we're doing Pacific Northwest. We're doing San Fran up through the Redwoods into Oregon and Washington, which do not rank well for road trips. But I don't care.
No.
I don't care because if you're not going to rank California well, then maybe you don't know what you're talking
all
about.
All I can picture is like driving,
it'd be
all
gorgeous.
Driving up the coast and everything like you see in the movies.
Yeah.
Is it not like that? Is it not, everything is not like the movies?
We're going to find out.
Mm.
I'll report back here in a few weeks.
I think it's going to be like the movies.
Delaware apparently has the least stuff to do. New Mexico is the most dangerous.
Yeah.
Louisiana is the cheapest.
Okay. We live in a swamp.
And Maine is the safest.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a Maine accent or voice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nicholas says Iowa speed limit is 55 and it's hilly, so you can't pass anybody.
Ugh.
So you just have to go 55 in Iowa.
55!
Bibbidi bop!
Yeah, see, text line. Stevie Ray Vaughan said that the Austin vibe was great in his time. That's who I'm interested in. I'm interested in bands that came out of Texas.
Yeah.
Like Pantera came out of Texas, but I'm more interested in like the other kind of old time, like Stevie Ray Vaughan, Buddy Holly, all that. 315-364-109. What were your favorite road trip states? Happy Whiskey Wednesday tonight, 7 o'clock. Join me on twitch.tv/theshow for a little drinky drink. Presented by East Coast Emeralds. Let's run down what's going to be happening at East Coast Emeralds. I will go live at 7. Do a little smoke break. Probably use the dryer vaporizer. That's been really slamping lately. And then tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
So listen to these times. At 5 o'clock tomorrow, we will be back at East Coast Emeralds live and in person.
Hanging out.
For a live Cocoa Puffs at 5 as we got to clear out the store. They are moving at the end of the month. They don't want to pack anything up. Everything's 50% off.
Yep.
And so if you're looking for new pieces, you're looking for dry air vaporizers.
I'm sure you can wheel and deal as well.
Yeah, so they're looking to move things. So
yep, they don't want to take it with them.
The way it's going to work is tomorrow at 5, we will be there. I know that Scotty's probably got a whole lot of things planned, but we're only going to be there for a short time because I got to get home, edit the footage down, and then re-air it again at 7 o'clock. So we're only going to be hanging for a short time, but we'll be there at 5 o'clock. You stop down. They'll be open the normal hours, trying to move, trying to wheel and deal. All right?
Exactly. Okay. Perfect. Thank
you. It's all good.
Yo, it's all...
Trying to understand...
Good.
So a lot of GTA 6 leaks have been coming out. Like this morning, I guess. Overnight this morning. Like some different footage, some different still images. But what it looks like to be valid is the release date's going to be November 19th for PS5.
Wait, when?
November 19th.
Oh, 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 oh.
PS5, and Xbox. $79.99 for just the single player experience, which is said to be set in the most immersive evolution of the series yet. I guess the world this takes place in is going to be massive. Like, yeah, they've built a whole massive world.
The biggest open world.
And then Grand Theft Auto 6 Ultimate Edition amplifies this experience with exclusive content of premium vehicles, weapons, apparels, and action threaded across all aspects of Jason and Lucia's story. Lucia's story?
I don't know the characters' names.
These are the new characters.
Okay.
$99.99. So if that's true, and I hope it is, seems like a fair price. They were talking about like $230 for the game.
And you gotta remember as well that these games are out for years. Look at this was a little bit of an anomaly.
People still play GTA 5.
But yeah, they go a while, so that's not bad.
No, I'll get it, because I do like playing these open world games. It's fun to just be able to drive cars you can't afford and shoot guns and run around and steal and rob. I also would like them to get working on a new Red Dead Redemption, because I love Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, I thought they would have another one of those out
way
faster, considering the success that was that.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I do know why, because look how long it's taken them to come out with another whatever, but...
Well, now the people have seen leaks. Now they're going to have to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, we got to go back. Sorry. Ooh, no, we can't.
Spring 27 release. Sorry.
If the graphics I'm seeing are real, it does look sick.
Yeah.
Like, the detail is sick. There's all these boats. This guy, Jason, who's I guess is like the main character... His hideaway house has, like, parking for boats, cars, motorcycles, all this stuff.
All right.
There's a cool taxi cab.
Okay. All right.
It just looks cool. It's a game we've been waiting for over years, and it looks pretty cool.
Were you a GTA guy?
I played it when it first came out, and I really enjoyed it, and I did a little online stuff. But like all online games, I'm not as good as the rest of the people.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just dragging the team down. You guys are good at these missions. I don't...
Right. No, I never did any online stuff.
I'm running in circles. Did you play... You just played solo missions?
A little bit here or there, but not anything crazy. I just liked doing... You put in the codes.
Yeah.
You get unlimited ammo and guns, and then you just, like, fly around till you get 5 stars and the cops kill you.
Yeah.
That's all I ever did.
Like, here, you want to jump in Twitcher... I don't know why my thing is not working anymore.
I like
anyways,
I like your burger.
It was just my Facebook post, but...
But that's, I do like the games. They are fun, so I can see. Because it's like a regular version of Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
You're just not out in the wilderness.
I was
going to
show some graphics. I can't, because for some reason with this new update, everything's broken, but...
You broke it?
The pre-orders are supposed to start this week.
Oh, don't you worry.
So they can get their money... And then we wait till November.
Yep. Well, we got to push it back, though.
Pre-order starts tomorrow, she says,
Well, we can push it back a little bit.
Well, I think it's going to be a dope game. I'll buy it. I'll play it. It'll be fun.
It looks cool.
Just a few days away from our big fishing derby. We will be down in Phoenix, New York, bright and early. Saturday morning. I'd love it if you joined us.
Come on, get in the boat.
Get in the boat, fish. Come on now. Get in the boat, fish. Here's the way it's going to go down. I've been promoting it all week long, and I hope to see you Saturday morning, 8 a.m. at Lock One Distilling in Phoenix, New York. Generally, we're just taking over all of Phoenix.
Chilling.
We'll be right down there in Phoenix.
Chilling all day, all morning.
Go to the Facebook page for the parking map and all kind of the points that you can fish, and all the information's right there. But I also want to shout out some vendors that are going to be down there.
It's
no,
exciting.
Gris, we do not have a bait shop, actually. Gris asking if there's a bait shop. We got worms at Circle K.
Yeah, it depends on where you go. The closer you get to the water, the gas stations tend to have a ton of stuff. And there are a couple here and there. But,
there's nothing down in Phoenix. We've just got the worms at Circle K. So bring your own. Yep. Stop and get your own bait on your way in.
As you are going to be masturbators.
Masturbators happening on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It is our fishing derby presented by Installations Unlimited. Biggest fish wins a set of custom floor liners. Plus, we've got random other giveaways.
Yeah, we got some stuff.
I think I want to do a thing where anybody who catches any fish can be put in a giveaway. So the any fish giveaway, I want to do that.
That could be the weirdest fish bag instead, or I can make another one.
We'll put together a bunch of prizes.
I have a plethora of bags.
I want people who are even terrible at fishing to have a chance to win.
I have a plethora of bags.
A plethora. Well, we have some friends who are going to be setting up with us down there. I'm very excited about this. Just Poppin' will be there with their flavored popcorn. Double Booked is a locally owned mobile bookstore featuring new and used reads and fun bookish finds. They're going to be setting up their trailer right there. Generations Bakery will be on site with cinnamon rolls, baklava, muffins, brownies, and half moon cookies. And our friend Angry Barista, she will be there with her locally roasted coffee, espresso drinks, Sucker Punch loaded energy drinks.
What's that?
Just loaded energy drinks. Dirty sodas, Dirty Alani, and Dirty Red Bull Plus.
Or maybe one of those.
Lock One Distillings Bar will be open. They're doing mimosas. They're going to have all their stuff in the bar. Only thing we won't have inside is Lock One's kitchen's not open, but we got those baked goods outside, so...
Get I like mimosas.
A mimosa. They're going to have iced coffee in there as well. They're going to have Bloody Marys inside a Lock One. So
that's cool.
Mix of everything. It's our first time doing this. We could have 5 people show up. We could have 100 people show up. I don't know.
I'm just happy with the friends we made along the way.
Weather looks gorgeous.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, man.
Weather looks gorgeous for Saturday morning, so we lucked out with that.
Just wear a little tank top. Little booty shorts.
So let me ask you this, Cody, if you want to go back, I'm not even going to say what era this happened because I'm quizzing you on this.
Oh, okay.
But you remember a major thing that happened in our lives was the introduction of the blue M&M. Remember that?
Yes.
The blue M&M replaced the tan M&M. You remember that, right?
No.
Yeah.
The tan?
Yeah, there was a tan M&M.
Oh.
And the blue M&M replaced the tan M&M.
Okay.
How many years ago do you think they introduced the blue M&M?
2026.
30. Whoa, 31 years.
Wow.
Well, my brain, it was like, I don't know, like 10 years ago we got the blue M&M.
No, I knew it would have been.
31 years ago we got the blue M&M.
Because I've noticed I've been doing that a lot lately, so I didn't go, well, let's see, we were just in college about a year or two ago. So.
Yeah.
No, that was 20.
Yeah.
That was 20.
Yeah, my mind has no understanding of time anymore. I was telling Chad earlier that my college roommate's a high school principal now, and I saw a video of him handing out diplomas.
Right.
And I go, we are 23 years old. Why are you on stage?
Was it like a giveaway, and he was able to go up there and hand them out?
No. You should not be giving people diplomas.
Right, what the hell?
We are 19, sir. So Mars is rolling out some new M&Ms.
Okay, They've done pretty good lately with their M&M varieties.
They're
getting rid
of the artificial dyes. I like 95% of the crap RFK Jr. does, but get rid of artificial dyes.
I can care less if my M&Ms had color.
I don't care if I don't need pretty colors if they're artificial and not safe.
Nope, don't care.
So they're getting rid of their artificial dyes. I'm down with that. They're not going to have blue. Okay. Or brown M&Ms because they have not found...
Brown.
I know, they can't find a color, a natural brown. I can give you a natural brown.
Nope, no, I cannot.
So there won't be any blue or brown M&Ms for a temporary time.
Interesting.
Until we figure out how to get that color.
I mean, I'm trying to think in my head there. I don't remember them as characters that I care about. Red and yellow are the main ones.
I don't like anapomorphic.
Anapalquin.
No, I don't like And is that the word I'm thinking?
Kornikova?
It's like Toy Story. I don't like things becoming characters.
Oh, like they are people and Toy Story toys are people.
I do not like the M&M characters. I really dislike them.
Well, they're real, so it's...
I don't care for them. I don't care. They're supposed to be a sexy M&M.
Yeah, yo, green.
I'm supposed to be attracted to this.
You're not.
That's the rule. That's the goal now.
We're attracted to candies.
Anthropomorphic is the word I was trying to say.
We want an anthropomorphic a candy vagina.
I don't like it. I don't like when they get scared by Santa Claus.
I hate
when the M&M goes, there's a peanut in me? I hate that.
I love all those commercials. And it's also sad because that Santa's 100% dead.
He is?
That commercial was from like 1989. There ain't no way Santa Claus M&M guy is still alive. They do exist. He was old as balls then.
Hold on a second. Now, okay.
You can find that?
Yeah, I found who it is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hold on. The actor is...
I hope I'm wrong.
Robert McElroy, a veteran sitcom actor.
Robert McElroy.
Known as Fire Marshal Dobbins on Cheers.
Oh, okay. So he had recurring roles on things.
And
when in 1994 or 5 did he die?
a PSA...
Your cartoon Santa station.
He passed away last year.
What? No way.
He had about 125.
I'm not going to tell you how he passed away.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Oh, no.
No, because...
Uh-oh.
He had a head injury.
Oh, wow.
And it took 30 years to kill him, so I don't want you thinking that you're... Maybe that's why you don't feel good today. Just kidding.
No, that's a CTE.
No, I guess some...
I'm glad that he lived much longer than I gave him any credit for. I thought he was dead in the 91.
He got a concussion during a film 30 years ago.
Jeez.
But no, he just died last year. Anyway, sorry for that.
I'm not. I need to know those things.
So you'll have red, orange, yellow, and green M&Ms.
It's fine.
They'll be less vivid. Fine. That's fine. That's fine by me.
You know what underrated M&M?
What?
Crispy M&Ms.
Yeah. I got underrated. A bag of peanut butter M&M's for Father's Day.
Love peanut butter M&M's.
I love those too.
Love peanut butter M&M's. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Spaz says, Josh, you really hate them? I can swear the orange M&M is based off you. Why? Is
he's
handsome with big genitals?
Yes.
Is that why?
That's the new M&M Hold marketing. On. Big M&M dongs. I'm pretty sure that's the skittish one.
Is it?
That's
Hold
always
on.
Like,
oh, the orange M&M is an anxious worry wart. Always paranoid about being eaten. All right, Spaz, shut up. But yeah, that would be me. That would be me. I hope I don't get eaten.
Don't get eaten.
The nervous one.
That's also kind of sad that they know.
What?
They know that.
They know that they're being hunted.
At any time. It's over. At any moment.
They know they're being hunted and they're...
Hey, bud, how you doing?
Oh, God! Trying to find this man's voice, and I don't know what to Google.
I wish you would find a man's voice.
Oh, you and me both, bud. I wish. I wait. I keep waiting. Both of my kids got deeper voices than me. I'm like, guys, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know.
Our annoying voices are what they are forever.
This is what they are.
We're screwed. This
People seem to listen to it for some stupid reason.
This is it.
Because an Australian man named Joseph McCrail Baytop. What's that?
What'd you just call me?
Has claimed the world record for being the world's loudest person. Now, I challenge that as two extremely loud human beings.
I am as quiet as a church mouse.
But I want to hear audio of it.
And I would challenge anybody to challenge that I am quiet as a church mouse.
Record.
No, it almost makes me uncomfortable to try to talk quiet.
Oh, here we go. Maybe this is it. All right.
I don't get how people do it. I end up talking like Stuart.
This is Australia. Yeah, I don't have a...
This is a weird voice. I feel
you have no idea how much it gets me in trouble. Hello, person. Hello. It's always because of my voice and the volume.
Yep.
It's always an argument because it sounds like I'm having a bad tone.
No, just loud.
With my wife or children.
Just loud.
Why do you have to talk in that tone?
I don't
know any other tone.
Because
you know my family. They're lunatics.
I can't that SNL sketch where they talk like this and then they have sweaty balls. I can't do that.
Like if... Okay, let's...
Even when I was on like tranquilizers.
Like right now, I'm... listen to me. I'm trying... Okay, I'm trying to talk normal.
No, do it like... Pretend it's like that sketch. Then you go like this. Watch.
Air conditioner cleaner.
There you go. There you go.
I can't do it. It feels like I'm asleep.
It's okay. Yeah,
is this a normal volume?
Yeah, this is how people talk. This is it.
Joseph McGrail Baytop has claimed the Guinness World Record.
What was it that
he did? He's the world's loudest human. 124 decibels?
I don't know nothing about no decibels.
I don't know much about computers.
How many decibels is that?
I do have them. Let's listen. Here we go.
I like when things do that on the big scoreboards. Show you the decibels.
Yeah! Oh yeah!
I don't want to yell that.
Oh yeah!
There's no way that you can actually practice for it. You have to just keep it for the day, especially with the world record attempt. It took me 7 attempts just for one word, which was the word now, and my voice was shot. For the next couple of days as well. It was husky. It was terrible.
My lords, my ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Canberra.
Okay, dork.
Okay. I mean, I think we're way louder than that, but all right, that's okay.
I don't know. I'd like to challenge it.
It's okay.
I would like to see a way to challenge that.
Okay.
I think we could, if they gave us one of those Daspo meters.
We've also got the world's fattest town.
It's not us, right?
Right here.
Oh, God, no.
In the U.S. of A.
Well, yeah, obviously. Where in Wisconsin is it, though?
McAllen, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, they're second place. McAllen, Texas got beat by Little Rock, Arkansas.
Hey. That's where, Billy Jeff come from,
and that means it's all right. 70% of the population of Little Rock, Arkansas is obese to morbidly obese.
Hey, power to you. It means you got some good food out there.
Hell yeah.
Good saxophone playing presidents and some good food.
That's a call back to Bill Jeff right there, President Bill Jeff.
Oh, Billy Jeff.
Hey, boy. All right, and that's another one. I'd like to challenge that as well. I'd like to challenge you, Little Rock, Arkansas.
We can't get more
obese. I
want to
be the loudest and I want to be the fattest. We can do it.
We're pretty close. We're pretty close.
Puka, Bella, I'm sure you've noticed some changes.
Who are you talking to?
I'm just practicing for when I have to tell the dogs about the twins. You know, because they'll...
Be fine in the spacious third row seat.
But the twins...
Can sleep peacefully thanks to the rear manual sunshade.
And what about the...
Extra cargo space for strollers and dog beds?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Can we go to the hospital now? The contractions are getting closer.
The three-row Lexus TX. Because everyone should feel like the center of the universe. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Dear summer, we've got your road trip ready truck at Burdick Toyota in Cicero, where you can lease a new 26 Toyota Tacoma SR5 double cab, now just $385 a month, 36 months with $4,000 total due at signing, just $385 a month for this ever-dependable mid-size 4x4 truck at Burdick Toyota. Qualified buyers can get 3.99 APR financing for an efficient 48 months. Make every day a play day in your new Toyota Tacoma. Signed, Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Come test drive in person or shop online with SmartPath at burdicktoyota.com. 36 months lease, tax, $750 acquisition fee, $197.50 dock fee due at signing, DMV extra, 10,000 miles per year, 15 cents per thereafter, security deposit waived. Special APR is $22.13 per month per 1,000 finance. Both offers with approved credit through TFS. See store for details. TSRP 43149 ends 6/30/26.
There is no better time for you to save money on your accessories right now than at East Coast Emerald. Scotty and Cheryl are in the room because they are moving and they don't want to pack anything up. Good morning, guys.
Good, that's a good idea. Morning,
so
everybody.
Here's what we're doing, all right? That's right now, everything's 50% off at the store. East Coast Emerald's right behind Daily Diner in North Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
But Scotty's telling me tomorrow it's kicking off at 10 a.m. Things are going to start going wild, right?
Right, they are. We're going to be up and we're going to be set up by 10 a.m. So basically how this is actually going to work is everything is 50% off. No exclusions.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want to move any of this inventory.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay? We want to start fresh with new inventory in mm-hmm. our new location. So you bust us a deal or you, if there's a piece there and you're like hemming and hawing, we're going to work with you on
that. Yeah, they want to get it sold.
Wheeling and dealing.
So we still got glassware left, right?
Absolutely.
We still have dab pens left?
Yes,
a few. any dry herb vaporizers? We don't know. All right. That's fine.
That was down to the nitty-gritty. 2 days ago, but I don't think so.
All right. So we're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
It is getting down there, but there's still plenty of things that we do not want to move. So,
so get down there and see what they have at East Coast Emeralds. It kicks off at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Like you said, they're going to be wheeling and dealing. Because end of the month, we're out of there, right?
We're done. June 30th, we're out of there.
So tomorrow, to celebrate, we're mm-hmm. doing kind of a special two-part Cocoa Puffs. We're going to be there live and in person at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
5 o'clock. You're getting out of work.
Hanging out.
Stop Come by and down. See us. We're going to do a quick show. We'll show you whatever's left. We could be sitting in an empty room like back rooms. We don't know. That's the goal, actually.
You could be. That's the absolute goal, for
that's
sure.
That's the dream.
So we will be giving away concert tickets and a few other goodies.
Mm-hmm.
So stop by and see us. Stop by and see Josh. Stop by and see Cody. We would very much appreciate seeing every one of you.
Absolutely. 5 o'clock tomorrow, we will go live as a live stream. You can interact. You can see what's left. I will re-air that 7 p.m. a normal Cocoa Puffs
time
so you can see
to.
It. Yep. But like Scotty's saying right now, get down there and see it with your eyeballs because we don't even know what's left. We're moving. We're wheeling and dealing.
We'll have fun.
Yeah, we're gonna have a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Guys.
Concert
Come on
ticket
down.
Giveaways tomorrow. No purchase necessary. Yep. Other kind of giveaways we got going on tomorrow,
That's
and a whole
right.
bunch of fun for the community. Come on down.
Yes.
And support East Coast Emeralds as we move on to the next chapter, right?
Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you.
All
Thank
right.
you, guys.
Whiskey Wednesday goes live at theshow.fm or twitch.tv/theshow. Be watching along.
Internet.
get yourself a drink and literally hang out with me tonight at 7. Come with me as I drink some booze. 7 o'clock tonight on Twitch and the show.fm.
Gonna boof a whiskey tube.
Okay, let's go. Let's do it right now.
Little butt chug.
We get it, Cristiano Ronaldo. You're real good.
I'll pull my groin if I try to do his little jump.
We get it. You're so good.
It's just, it's unfair to look that gorgeous for your whole life.
41 years old.
Unreal.
Became the first player to score in 6 different World Cups.
Off goes Cancelo delivering the cross. Ronaldo!
Ronaldo!
Relief, aggression, delight.
Zoo!
Zoo! CR7 lights up Houston. He's off and running in the 2026 World Cup Finals.
He's the second oldest scorer in World Cup history. Who's the oldest?
Is it Messi?
Messi's only 39. Oh. Today's his birthday, apparently.
Oh, that's cool. Pele, maybe? I don't really know who the oldest is.
Who is the oldest? Ask Cody AI. That's who is the oldest scorer in World Cup history?
Who's the oldest scorer in World Cup history?
At 41, he is.
Yeah, they're so old. Roger Miller, 42.
All right. 42. His body should be completely shut down at this age.
Dang me.
I know you love a good Roger Miller reference.
But yeah, no, that's crazy, though, that these old guys, nearly 40 and 41, are still out there being contributing members of society.
Why can't they just curl up into a ball like the rest of us?
I don't understand. I don't get it. No, they are both still unbelievable to watch.
Yeah.
They're both so good. Messi, watching him dribble.
Portugal won 5-0. That's an incredible score.
They just cap. Just blunk, blunk, blunk. It's right now I'm looking at them.
Is that who you think takes the World Cup?
España. Argentina, and I'm not sure yet. There's a...
Mexico's in the lead with 6 points.
It's another dark horse.
South Korea's in second.
I like Mexico. I'm a Mexican fan.
Switzerland and Canada play at 3 o'clock today. Bosnia and Herzegovina. I always get that wrong. I apologize. We have a Bosnian out here.
Yeah, well, they're going to lose.
Herzegovina play Qatar at 3 o'clock.
Hurts when it's going to lose their World Cup game later.
Don't it. And Morocco, Haiti today at 6 o'clock.
Bunch of games today.
Scotland, Brazil.
Well, that'll be a good one. Brazil's another that's on there.
South Africa, South Korea. A showdown of the South. Taking on South Korea, 9 o'clock today. And Chechnya takes on Mexico.
Yep. But, of course, that's like 9, right?
9 p.m., yeah.
Thanks a lot.
And then U.S. is Turkey.
Tomorrow
at 10 p.m.,
yeah.
When I'll be very tucked in bed.
That's at least we don't need that to advance, or else that would, like, come on.
Yeah.
And if anybody's looking, if you look around the area, I don't know about out in, like, Utica and type stuff, mm-hmm. but there's watch parties all over. Harvey's Garden.
Oh, I'm sure.
Doing watch party. Like, in
is
the middle
Wolf's
of the day.
Beer Garden, I bet, doing some.
Oh, I bet they're packed. But, like, right in the middle of the day, they're doing stuff.
Those are fun. Even if you don't care about sports or soccer, football.
I love it.
The beautiful game.
I love it.
Just going to a watch party is crazy
Just to watch
fun.
How fun they are. Yeah.
Crazy fun. So, there you go. You got your update.
There you go. Soccer bleu.
On the line, on behalf of Harley Davidson of Utica, the man himself, Max Carbone. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Beautiful. Excellent. The weather has turned. We're getting the bikes out of the garage. People mm-hmm. are out riding, right?
Absolutely. We're getting really busy.
So let's talk about next Wednesday. Adam Sandoval's Scootin' in America, the Great American Convoy, is coming to the dealership. Tell me a little bit about this event.
Yeah, so Adam gathers a group of people, and they ride all over the country. They start this year, started at Pigtail Harley-Davidson in Arkansas, Arizona, and they're going on a big loop. They end up in Milwaukee, and both Harley-Davidson and Utica and Adirondack Harley-Davidson stores are both our stores, and they're both meeting spots for the convoy on next Wednesday. So from 4 to 6. What we're doing is they're going to be here. There's going to be a ton of riders from the convoy, and we're going to have a party for them. Basically, it's a kind of a welcome party, a nice place to stop. We're going to have music, food, refreshments, whatever you can think of.
He's doing this all for a great cause. He started doing this in 2014. He's logged over 80,000 miles, 80,000 miles, and visited almost 700 Harley-Davidson dealers. And all of this money goes back to a good cause, right?
Yeah, so let me fill you in on that a little bit. So
sure.
Adam Sandoval works with Harley-Davidson Motor Company along with doing his own thing, but Harley-Davidson has what's called the the Let's Ride Challenge Ride for Heroes. Mm-hmm. And so you can stop into any Harley-Davidson dealership and sign up, and you don't have to own a Harley this year. It can be any bike. And the more miles you log, you get credits on your Harley-Davidson app that you can use as stores, but you also contribute to the donation at the end of the year. So this year, Harley and Adam's goal is to raise $1 million. Over $1 million.
Wow.
For the Wounded Warrior Project and similar organizations. Harley donates to 10 different organizations having to do with wounded veterans. But Adam and the convoy have already raised $940,000 in the past to go towards these same foundations. But now that Harley and Adam are working together, it's becoming a huge, huge thing. We have a ton of riders here at Utica that are stopping all the time, logging their miles as they go, and contributing to the cause. It's a really, really amazing thing.
What a great cause. It's going to be a great event. Again, it's next Wednesday from 4 to 6, Harley-Davidson of Utica, right there on Commercial Drive in New York Mills. Adam Sandoval and the crew will be stopping in. Max is going to have food and all kinds of other stuff going on at the dealership. Visit hdutica.com/events for all the events. You got a busy summer coming up, Max.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're excited.
All right, man. Thank you so much. Have a great event next week. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
HDUtica.com
That's
for
cool.
more tickets
Very
and
neat.
Information. Are you ready to get in the investment game with Lee Baldwin, DollarInvestmentClub.com? See what I did there, Lee? That's a professional broadcaster. Lee Baldwin's here. What's going on, Lee?
Hello, guys.
Well, it's that time of year as we bring back the Liberty Square Food Truck Rally, an annual tradition.
Yes, I think fifth year we've done
this. It is next Thursday, 5 to 8, right there in Manlius. Where would you enter Manlius?
A week from this Thursday, right?
A week from tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow.
Heritage Hill, Jilly Dogs, Lee's and Stagerwalds, Oompa Loompayas, Rick's Polar Pops, and Yum Yum Shack are all going to be there. Music, beer, wine, and so much.
Right.
And that's for the community, or you
it's
gotta
open
be a
to the community, yeah. But if you are a member of the Dollar Investment Club, we take care of you.
Oh,
so
get that hook on.
So let us buy you a sandwich or a beer while
right.
you're there.
I don't mean to throw you on the coals here, but we've been talking a lot about SpaceX and Elon Musk and all that stuff, and then it finally goes public. And is it falling apart already? Like, it dropped a lot this first week.
So I missed last week, so
2 weeks has it been public? I don't even know what it was, but I know
12 days now, 12 days.
It's lost a lot, right? What, should we panic? What's going on?
I don't think we panic. It came out, the IPO went without a hitch, which was awesome. I was a little nervous about that, such a big deal, and it actually went off like a half an hour early on that Friday the 12th.
Okay.
The first trade was $150 a share, so if you were able to get it before it went public, you got it for $135.
Mm-hmm.
First trade was $150, and then I think it closed the first day like $156 over the weekend. Then rallied last week. I don't know if you followed. Got over $200.
Yeah, I know. Got up there. Yep.
Like $2.5 or $6 trillion value,
mm-hmm.
and then it has sold off the last few days. Today's at $156.
So a little higher than it was when it started.
Still from the first trade.
Okay.
It went to 147 yesterday, so that's the new low for it.
Okay.
But here's the interesting thing. Within the first week, they bought out an AI company for $40 billion.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the name off the top of my head. And then yesterday, they priced $22 billion in a bond offering, which means they're going out and raising more money. So old Elon is there. They're going to spend some money, and it's
okay.
Yeah, so
I just know a lot of people are tied into it, so I'm just keeping a closer eye on it than I normally would.
Typically, after the first month, you can get these shares cheaper than the IPO price.
Or all right.
That's happened historically. So, you know.
All right. What else is on your mind? You got charts in front of you.
Yeah, I did. I'm looking at a lot of scribbles here.
Well, yeah.
Actually, speaking of SpaceX, in August, after they release earnings, they're going to be able to, like 20% of the stock is going to be released that they can sell. So just be aware of that. So,
okay.
Yeah. But indexes. Google just got added to the Dow 30. That's 30 large U.S. companies.
Okay.
And when one goes in, one goes out. So Verizon got the boot today.
Oh, no. Google,
yeah, got put in there. So I don't know if that'll move the stocks too much today, but we'll be watching that.
Mm-hmm.
And locally, Micron has earnings tonight after the close. So
yeah.
I think Wall Street definitely keeps an eye on Micron. And, you know, it's, the stock's been unbelievable. And it's kind of priced for perfection. So
yeah.
Last quarter when Micron reported, you couldn't really do any better in terms of the dollars and cents,
mm-hmm.
but the stock went down. So just, you know, Wall Street adage, you know, you buy the rumor, sell the news. So
buy the rumor, sell the news.
So as you lead up to it, chip sales, there's not enough compute. Everything's going great, but sometimes you get a sell. And,
yeah.
And maybe that's what you're seeing to round it back to SpaceX a little bit, too.
Talking to Lee Baldwin, DollarInvestmentClub.com. Spaz in chat says, when can we expect to see gas prices down with this Iran deal? Well, I don't even know if it's a deal, Spaz. It's just a letter of understanding, as far as I understand it. There are ships coming through, but not nearly as fast as they were before.
Well, that is a great question, though, because looking back at it, and I've got all these crazy charts. Crude oil was higher last year at this time.
Was it?
Than it is today.
Okay.
But gasoline prices have not followed. So there is, you know, when they go up pretty quick. Sometimes they don't go down as fast as maybe they should. So.
Yeah, that's the hitch we've been talking about this whole time, is that oil is a global market, meaning, yeah, yep. we don't really buy any oil from the Strait of Hormuz. That's not our oil. We have oil here.
But it's all interconnected.
But if you can sell a barrel for $90... somewhere else, you'll sell it for $90. Right, so it's right. A global market.
What's interesting to me, too, is the demand side in the U.S., the higher gas prices has not changed anyone's practices or what we do. It hasn't.
I refused this summer to let that happen.
And I think a lot of people.
And that's what it was a little weird to me, and I think that's what,
Yeah, because I think that just I'm the recent polls I've seen. I think people expect it to come down sooner rather than later. Although experts have said this could take 6 to 8 months before they come back down. Like, it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's a large, like that oil, and it takes a while to get kind of in the system.
And unfortunately, it's a 60-day ceasefire. There's a lot of like starts and stops with this. So, but I would say you should see price of gas coming down. And the way you play it sometimes, too, companies like Walmart, huge retailer of gasoline, mm-hmm. maybe a Costco,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, they do pretty good when the prices come down fast.
Oh, so you're watching that.
So
yeah.
They'll just kind of linger there and you know, so.
I'm sure that the oil companies will take care of us on the other side of this,
I'm
Lee.
Sure,
they are worried about us. I'm sure they'll
we'll
take care
go
of
with
you.
That.
DollarInvestmentClub.com. You sign up, pay a bill to yourself, get in the game. Thank you, Lee.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Down. Volbeat, demonic depression. Oh, I'm suffering from the demonic depression. All right.
Volbeat.
We will jump into your 90s at 9 with some breeders.
What do you want to do?
Pick one of these games.
You want to play a World Cup game?
Yeah, like I'm probably going to lose it. I'll put up a bat. I'm not good at this game.
I'm slowly starting to teach him the different moves and stuff, and I think you
so don't
you pick
bet
it up
on me.
Quick.
But if you do bet on me and I somehow pull off a win, it'll be fun.
Well,
that was a fun game.
Well, that's the thing, is that I'm not very good at this game. I lose at home 90% of the
it's
time.
It's only 3 buttons for me right now, so
that's really it. Once you figure out like the how to head the ball and
those are all the buttons I gotta learn.
Circle does like this, put the foot in front to stop.
So we'll
play
it.
Different
it was
things.
Fun to play. It was fun.
It was fun.
We'll play a little World Cup. We'll pick a World Cup game to play. Gaming Stream powered by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan. Ryan Phelps Auto Sales open all over Central New York and now in Rome. Okay. Twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm to watch that. Back tonight. 7 o'clock on those same spots for a little Whiskey Wednesday.
Hey-o.
Radio World 90s and 9 kicks off with the Breeders. It's K-Rock.